paying or declaring fee for, what's the date today?
February 16th.
Monday, February 16th, the planning commission to order. And Brad, would you call the roll?
Certainly. Commissioner Tripson?
Here.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Here.
Commissioner Stanger? Commissioner Christensen?
Here.
Commissioner Rodman?
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Commissioner Jensen?
Okay, thank you. This is a time we set aside for comments from citizens. I have no citizens here tonight. So we'll move on to approval of minutes for February 2nd, 2015. Commissioner Sherwood pointed out that there was a error in roll call. Commissioner Stanger is shown present and excused. And I believe that evening Commissioner Stanger was excused.
With that correction, I believe accept.
Second.
Move by Commissioner Rodman to accept the minutes with other changes, seconded by Commissioner Sherwood. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Minutes for February 9th. Commissioner Tuttle did show that in the roll call that there's a misspelling of Brad Belberg. Name, so that needs to be corrected. Commissioner Sherwood, did you have a comment?
Yes, there was two places where cannabis is misspelled.
There's cannabis, there's one under Michael Hanford.
And then not under Carlos Spencer.
Carlos Spencer, okay, thank you.
Any other comments or corrections?
No, sorry. I think Kurt's last name is spelled wrong in two places. Oh wait, I'm looking that wrong.
Give me a second. Commissioners?
Of those changes, I move that we approve the February 9th, 2015 minutes.
Motion by Commissioner Sherwood to accept the minutes for February 9th with noted changes.
I second that.
Motion seconded by Commissioner Dirksen. Any more discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the workshop. The 2015 comprehensive plan. And Brad, I'll let you introduce what we're going tonight.
On the goals, translation table, the city council did agree with the
planning commission's recommendation from February 2nd, the goals. So they have to accept those for the working copy of the goals, the eight that the planning commission recommended on February 2nd. And tonight, I thought maybe we might get carried away, and I've included the policies related to two goals. So we get, well, we can go through two of them tonight, for goal three and goal seven. Goal three is management roles, environment, and natural resources, supporting the health, safety, welfare, recreational needs, and economic well-being of current and future generations. And goal seven is provide and promote utility and transportation infrastructures that are safe, effective, affordable, efficient, and on pace and in concert with recent growth and long-term objectives. And I'm assuming we just do the same thing we did in previous weeks, and just go through.
One by one. Go through one by one. Commissioners, are we able to do that? Okay. So the goal tonight is environment and natural resources, health, safety, welfare, recreational needs, and economic well-being, current.
Chairman.
Mr. Schindler?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment at this point before we go much further and just ask the commissioners to think about knowing goals three and eight, if it's possible. If that doesn't create too broad, if goal three and goal eight, with eight being parks and goal three being environment, natural resources, et cetera, and recreational needs, that maybe the two can be melded so we can get down to maybe seven or eight goals. Because when I read through the policies under this, there was a lot of reference to parks. And if there were that many references to parks, then it must have seemed apropos that they be under this goal. If we can't do that, then I would say that at the least we take out recreational needs from goal three. Okay. If we want to keep in goal eight.
My comment would be I'm going to be removing recreational needs from goal three.
Just got a question for Brad.
Is the county actually working with us on this, or like it used to be?
Actually, we haven't really, this, the only thing we've talked about them in the rural urban transition area was, we had a conversation with Councilmember Summers about the, adding the Southwest UGA area into the UGA, so that's in the rural urban transition area right now.
We did positive about that, or?
Non-committal.
Okay, Commissioner Tom?
Well, I'm sorry, I just want to go back really quick to Commissioner Sherwood's question. So are we leaving recreational needs in here? I get not merging the two, but are we, is having recreational needs in three and in eight? Do, I mean, I heard two questions and I only heard one answer, so I'm not, it affects kind of how, what policies we are looking at. And I don't remember exactly what the discussion was and how this got merged, which one got merged, and I'm looking at the original goal number six.
You go back, one, the joint meeting interpretation, that's where the ones that were, so three was merging, it's the original six and seven.
So, but the recreational, I don't see recreational needs in either one of those.
No, because it's like open space, we talked about in shorelands. So you can have recreational uses of your open space in shorelands.
So it's different recreational needs than the recreational needs we're talking about in number eight?
No, it could be the same.
Okay, just I.
Just remember the policies do apply to multiple roles.
Was that what you were asking? Because
it doesn't matter to me. I can understand that there may be areas that are not parks, open space, that would contribute to the recreational enjoyment of the population.
Okay, so some of these policies are going to be okay.
Yeah. But I think anything having to do with parks on the policy side needs to be out of this section.
Okay. So it's just, it's not park recreation. And then the economic well-being, we're talking about, what are we talking about? We're talking about the economy, because it doesn't seem like that fits with...
You're managing the environment and natural resources, so that they...
Okay. The economic management of those things.
So, you know... Because you could manage an environment and natural resources, say that there is no development at all anywhere.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's economic well-being of generation, the future, current and future generations, is what it says.
Yeah, but it's the managing of the environment and natural resources.
Well,
to provide for economic well-being of future and current generations.
Well, should I say that and provide economic? To provide economic well-being of current...
Well, supporting the health, safety, welfare, recreational needs, and economic well-being. So supporting the economic well-being.
Okay, I got it now. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so we're leaving recreational needs in there. That's fine. Policy 11, consider alternative approaches to development such as clustering and/or lot size policies that support overall density targets without undermining desired land use character.
And you already made this in a previous one. The second you liked it, but we needed to wordsmith it so it made a little bit more sense.
Okay. Commissioner Sherwood.
The way it's written, it sounds like it should be in the housing. It may be that just adding that the reason you cluster is to increase open space, which then goes back to the goal.
Right.
So maybe just mention open space in the sentence.
Because last time you reviewed this is when you did housing.
Yeah.
That's why we decided to wordsmith it a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Policy 16. Work to identify identify and implement ways that reuse development patterns, architectural and street design, parks and other features to enhance community character and identity. Any comments?
I would think maybe we could just substitute open space for parks.
Makes sense. Agree, commissioners? Okay. Policy 20, encourage the use of technologies and engineering practices that lessen noise produced by traffic, aircraft, construction, and commercial facilities located near residential areas.
Sounds good, whatever it means.
But, you know, to me, it means the use of, you know, walls or, you know, sound barriers of some sort to lessen noise.
The biggest noise we have right now is the racetrack and trains.
I don't think we can get a ball big enough this.
Noise canceling headphones.
But that doesn't, that shouldn't mean that they shouldn't try and lessen the noise.
Yeah.
I'm good with that policy. Policy 27 is promote resource and energy efficient housing design and construction methods.
Think of that as just go away.
Housing. Second, the housing.
It is my only one.
Yeah.
Things superfluous here.
The only thing that I would say would be the energy efficient part.
Is that in the housing element though too?
Yes. Policies are multiple places, yeah.
Right. Do we need it?
Well, it does have to do with environmental stuff. I feel like there's a lot more crossover between this environmental aspect and the housing than I anticipated. So I think there might be some redundancies. It does have to do with environment, so
yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to keeping it, but
it's not redundancy because it's the same policy. There's not two policies. There's only one policy 20.
No, but in two places.
It fulfills two goals. Yes.
Yeah. Because it does say energy efficient, I think I tend to want to leave it.
Okay with that?
Okay. All right, policy 31. Promote the planting and retention of trees throughout the city, especially those that are native species, low maintenance, and require minimal water for continued health. Commissioner Rodham?
Yes. I would like to take out this promote the planting of trees throughout the city, fine, you know, retention. Retention, you're going to have problems with that. These evergreen trees around here, you start building and leaving those trees up, they're going to come right on down over a house or building or whatever. And you go to native species here are evergreen trees, hemlock and cedars. And they have, I know because I planted about 20 of them, and now I'm going to have to pay a whole bunch of getting tags taken down because I get standing. And they cost about $1,000 a piece to take down. So that's going to be a big for the city. Smaller trees. I like trees that you can run a lawnmower over, but that's not.
Okay, that's my thing.
Sherman?
I want to get on the soapbox here for just a minute, because I've appraised a lot of properties that have been affected by the retention of trees and the pure unadulterated idiocy of having to go out and survey every single tree, et cetera, et cetera. The trees do not belong to the public if they are on private property. And the government has no business telling people whether or not they can keep their trees, in my opinion. So this to me is an affront to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Doesn't say require.
Yeah, that's going to be my question, actually, on a lot of these policies. Probably I'm having a hard time processing some of them. I don't know what we mean by promote. Does that mean everybody agrees to put a sticker on the window that says we love trees, or does this mean that we have...
Usually in this context, it would mean that the development regulations that follow out of the goals and policies would say you get an extra house if you keep a tree or something like that. You know, you get smaller lot sizes if you keep more trees or something, you know, those kind of things.
Okay, and so promoting a benefit to keeping as opposed to a punishment for not retaining is, you know, you need to draw a distinction between which direction we're going. So I remember a few years ago there was some discussion about counting all the trees in the city, and there was some...
Let's become Tree City.
Remember that, yeah. And so some of it can get a little ridiculous.
You want to provide incentives for the planting of and retention of trees?
I don't know how that affects, how practically that plays out, but that'd be fine with me. I don't know how to play that out.
And see, I have a problem with the word retention. I can see planting of trees throughout the city, but... the retention of those tall ones that are a hazard, then you can't come down without a permit.
Maybe if that's what the
retention
we're going, so
retention.
But promoting, giving somebody a benefit for keeping a certain number or some kind of trees on their property, that's why I don't have any problem with that. I don't see that
place. Most places force tree retention, and I don't want us to go in that direction. That's my only point.
My question here is this talking about city property?
No.
Or just property?
It's just throughout the city.
If it was talking about city property, I'd be fine with this statement. But I'm kind of in agreement with Commissioner Sherwood that promoting and planting and retention of trees on public land, on private land, is stepping a little bit over the line, I believe.
Could we say promote vegetation management throughout the city, especially for native species, general maintenance, et cetera, et cetera? And then that would be, to me, less offensive and more inclusive.
I'll
say it again.
Just promote prudent vegetation management. I agree with Mr. Robin that, these, especially dope fir trees with shallow roots, or hemlocks, others, especially if there's an impermeable layer in the soil. If you take trees out that are protected all its life, and then the wind blows, they definitely are subject to wind throw. And that does create a dangerous condition, because they can either snap halfway up or come all the way over.
The city of Stanley found that out, Linden found that out a years back. They did a big fat deal on the Linden. First windstorm came down, neighbors, trees were going through the neighbor's house.
I'd rather see the wording provide incentive as Brad. I think the having prudent in there is also subjective. Who's going to decide what's right and what isn't?
species is a key to me, that, you know, if you're going to suggest what you plant, or what should be planted, is native species would be one of the things that you would set as a priority, I think. But too many things come in here, like, you know, worst thing in California is a plant that they planted in their garden around here. It's not a preferred thing that you want to plant, so.
So what would be wrong with saying, promoting the planting of trees that are low maintenance and require a minimal of water, and get rid of the word retention, and get rid of the native species? We're still promoting trees to be planted, but maybe some different.
I don't want to get rid of native species.
Yeah, I don't know where low maintenance or water comes into play.
Huckleberry bushes.
But we're trees, though. We're just talking about trees.
Or just a simple sense, promoting planting trees throughout the city. Forget about the rest.
About promoting the planting of native species, and that would be,
yeah,
making us small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go with that.
Yeah, that's fine with me. And native species in itself says that, you know, they're going to go on to what water is provided with our weather, so.
We're good. All the trees we have planted in our drives are not native species. In the parks down here, private boulevard is not native species.
I know.
All the tree farms out here, between here and always, are not native. So, there you go.
Well, no, we're going to
say. It doesn't say not allow non-native species. It doesn't say cut down all non-native species.
I think the point is, we don't want to penalize people on their private property from cutting down a tree. So I'm not sure that we need to rewrite the whole policy. We just need to get that intention across.
And just remember, you're still at 30,000 feet here with policies.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
The disallowance or allowance of people cutting down trees in their property development regulations, which is in the future.
Well, that's why I thought that what Commissioner Sherwood's his last statement was promote the planting of native species and be done with it without all of the rest of it. If we're at 30,000 feet. Commissioner Sherwood?
But is there, I can't remember if there's something in housing that says that, you know, provide density incentives for tree retention. It would be better way anyways.
This might be a housing goal too.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, this might be that. I forget what housing is. Where's housing? It's two.
Because I agree with Commissioner Tuttle, but someone wants to keep their trees and get a density one, you know, it's kind of like clustering, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's open space that may not be critical area. It's just a nice stand of trees. And if they keep it, then you give it extra water.
Right. We currently have that in the PRD standards.
Okay.
For retention of significant trees. Just one of the things they have to do as part of their density bonuses for PRDs.
I think if you take out the retention altogether, then you might create an environment where you can chop everything down as long as you plant some little trees, but some things take 100 years to mature, so you don't really want to be in that situation either. So I'm not too concerned about the policy as much as how it affects the application of it later. So if we're going to be able to look at that application and we know what it is that we're trying to avoid, then I don't, I hate to get too nitpicky and destroy the intention there, but.
So we say promote the planting and retention of native species. Trees?
It's, I mean, it's not what it already says.
Maybe Brad, you could work this a little bit.
Okay.
Bring it back. So we don't stay here for. Thank you.
Okay, policy 32, promote the retention of trees during public works projects, providing it does not impair project safety, structural integrity, or design function. Who's your choice?
The only thing that I was thinking is after projects on city-owned property, because sometimes, you know, public works projects, I don't know, they may, by easement, by temporary easement, take place on private property. Just to qualify it so that it's on city-owned property.
So it's right-of-way city-owned property?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, you know, those TCEs, temporary destruction easements, right? And that, that would be the owners, at least in concert with the city, whether or not trees are retained or not.
So what's the change you're suggesting?
Just say after public works projects on city-owned property.
So if they're doing a project on private property, they can just take down trees?
It just gives the property owner choice in the matter, that's all.
Okay.
That's all it is.
That's what I'm bringing.
Yeah, it doesn't say to me. Commissioners? Commissioners?
Will?
Commissioner Brennan?
We do have a slight problem with that because in some areas we have trees that are very dangerous trees, like cottonwoods and some of the old soft maples, that the limbs like to break off and come crashing down on people. And there's a lot of them down the river. And it could be a problem there.
I'd like to see a policy where we take out every one of those cottonwood trees.
Can I add in that about? Remove all cottonwoods in the city?
They do all cottonwoods.
They let it grow best.
So, Commissioner Ryland, did you have a suggestion to?
Say, once again, 30,000 feet, and it says promote, it doesn't say required.
Okay, policy 33, work with developers to minimize site grading and removal of significant trees and vegetation.
Should that just go away, because that's really 31?
Yeah, 32.
Yeah, and I didn't understand what significant trees were anyway.
Currently, our code, I think it's if it's larger than 6 inches in diameter.
Okay, in size.
Yeah.
And that would not include vegetation, though?
No.
Okay.
Well, you just add vegetation to one of the.
Do you want to just, you just want to make 31, 32, and 33 one?
Yeah.
We like trees.
And you get to count them.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to go with that?
Preemptively, I looked at 33, 39, 40.
55 and 59 as being better placed in the transportation, under the transportation goal.
I didn't get all of those.
No, I mean, would you say we're combining all the tree goals?
That's what the question was on the table.
Yeah, what was the numbers? Sorry, Commissioner Shumway?
I think Commissioner Tuttle's back on the...
We just asked a question if we should combine all those tree goals.
Yes, that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
The numbers were 39, 41, 42, 46, 50.
Forty-one, forty-two, forty-six, fifty, fifty-two, fifty-five, and fifty-nine
as being better placed in the transportation. I don't know how many, I can see peripheral attachments to the environment, but not strongly. And I think they'd just be better elsewhere.
Okay. Can we read them just to make sure that...
Absolutely.
Policy 39, promote land use patterns and facilitate all...
Question, what were we doing during 33 now?
Thirty-one, thirty-two, and thirty-three were going to be combined into one.
Okay.
31.
Okay, great.
Policy 39, again, promote land use patterns that facilitate multi-purpose trips and reduce the quantity and length of trips by single occupancy vehicles. I agree that probably should be existing in the transportation. Commissioners?
Well, is the transportation one number 7? Check it out, bumping all those over to number 7.
Well, they're probably already there, I would assume.
Yeah, if it says G12, they're already in transportation.
Oh, G12.
Which so far we all did, except 52.
And 41 is also there. Promote alternative modes of transportation through provision of sidewalks, walking and biking paths, interconnected street networks, and improved transit systems. I also agree that that'd be transportation, which is all it is. Commissioners, any here?
Well,
Commissioner Tuttle?
I feel like these have just as much attachment to the environmental side of things as the policies we looked at up above have to do with housing and environmentalism. So I don't have a problem taking them out, and maybe we need to add wording to goal number 7 that includes environmentally friendly, so that it applies better. But then I'm still going to go back to like goal 10 or policy 10 and some of the other ones we talked about regarding housing. They seem peripherally attached to environmentalism too. So I don't know. But I'm fine with taking these out. But I just see that they do apply to the environmental side of the goal that we're talking about. So maybe we need to add a little bit of wording in the transportation goal that shows that these policies are environmentally friendly too. I feel like this goal is kind of all over the place, so I'm having a hard time with it.
The goals specific policies are all over the place.
Well, the goal encompasses an awful lot, so it is all over the place. So the policies are kind of all over the place too. Anyway, let's go on.
We need to somehow decide what we're going to do. If we're going to change another goal, you said you have to change, what was goal 8?
No, it's just goal 7.
Goal 7.
If we're going to take these out of here and focus, you know, just keep them in that other goal. The point of some of these are to promote some environmentally friendly modes of transportation, or to encourage environmentally, something that has an effect on the environment, just like what we were talking about above in the housing. Some of these don't seem to have to do with the environment and natural resources, except that we're trying to encourage housing development and building practices that are environmentally friendly. The same way these transportation things aren't really about the environment and natural resources, but we are promoting environmentally friendly alternatives to transportation.
I kind of disagree, because it doesn't say environmentally friendly transportation. It says
alternative modes. Yes, which walking, biking, the point is to get cars off the road.
Yeah.
That's environmentally friendly.
That's one thing. It's also to get people to exercise.
That's why it's located in multiple goals.
So if I'm saying if we want to take these out and put them in the transportation things, then we need to reevaluate what we're doing with the housing stuff too. Otherwise, they should stay in.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Isn't our objective here is to get the wordiness that we have had in previous policies and stuff out, and by putting them in multiple goals, we're just adding more paper? Couldn't we, you know, if we're doing the environmental and natural resources, this should be about, I think, more of the, instead of the housing and the transportation, which they both have their own policy areas, this should be more about the environment and natural resources, and how we're going to do that. I just think it's getting, I see all these, this applies, like, this applies to goal 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 13, so apparently these are all in all those other goals.
Correct.
Right.
Right. And that's why there was the Appendix C, which was the 8 goals and all the policies that apply with them. Because when the comprehensive plan is done and it's, you know, operational and people are using it, they're not saying, I need an environmental goal, I need to go look at environmental chapter, you go, here, you know, policies, you go, here's the policies that this land use regulation that we're developing meets these policies. Therefore, it's you know, compliant with our comprehensive plan.
I just think we're getting, it's for me, it's in too many places. You know, I think we need to be a little more direct and get a little wordiness out of here. When you're applying each of these goals to 7 or 8 different ones, and the same statement is in 7 or 8 different ones, I think it should be put into where it is most applicable. And I personally don't know that the housing one or the transportation one needs to be in this goal. That's my personal opinion.
Well, to get back to Commissioner Tuttle's statement about leaving some of these in.
No, and all in or all out. Just not. Well, this works because it's
really more than just one. We're going through if we're just going to leave them all in or all out.
To decide which way we're going with that.
Well, I disagree. I think some of these fit and some of them don't. That's why we're going to.
If the environmental aspect of it is kind of a byproduct of the policy, then everything could have a byproduct that has an environmental impact.
I agree.
And that's why I'm saying it's all over the place.
30,000 feet, according to Brad, so.
Well, that doesn't mean that we just blow through everything and not pay attention to what we're putting in here.
I don't think we are.
Okay, keep going.
I was about to say 41 and 42 if we're leaving them in there, can they be combined? They're very similar wording in both of them. I thought there would be some way we could combine those two. I know one has to do with development, and one is just, you know, transportation, but they both kind of say the same thing. And I don't have any problem with leaving that one in here, but I do have problems with some of the other ones. So those two, I'd suggest that they combine them, and I don't have a problem with leaving them in there. Commissioner Rodham?
Yeah, I look at that here all the way up to 59 through the middle. Is there some way we can combine all these into one?
That was the original question.
Yeah. It looks to me like it could be rewritten. What do you think, Brad?
Well, I feel there's two things. One is, if you want to keep them in, you could probably do separately, as mentioned, some of the things, same thing. One is keep the pedestrians away from the cars, and the other one is do localized stormwater management.
Yeah.
So we basically take those apart and change 46 to just be transportation related, put in transportation, and then leave 59 to be environmental with local stormwater treatment.
I agree with that. Okay. Puts us at policy 66, am I correct? I start going on here, somebody. Policy 66, identifying promote activities, uses, and opportunities that support local tourism and lodging. Personally, I'm having a little difficulty tying that to the goal. I have to keep going back and reading that.
I think that's related to, you know, using the environment as a tourist attraction. Here to be down the state from the river. We want to keep it nice.
Could we somehow indicate that in this statement, this policy, make it a little more clear?
Yeah.
Because I didn't, I see it now, I kind of see it now, but it's, to me, it's not, mm-hmm. not clear. Commissioners?
How about if we took out and lodging and just had it as supporting local tourism?
Deepen Lake Tai. Okay, is we take an action that helps, right, the recreation, because most don't, you know, run their colors up against shallow spots, and the lake is healthier and things like that. So I can see the direct tie in number 68 between natural resource preservation and economic well-being. So if the water park ever happens, was it 8 years ago, whatever it's called? It would be, you tie those two together. And increasing the utility of that lake would result in some economic benefit. And less people getting scabies when they go swimming.
So 68 is good?
Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
Policy 76, recognize plan for the activity. Let me start that over again. Recognize plan for and actively promote the Skycomish River and shoreline as an important part of Monroe's economic development strategy. Commissioner Sherwood.
Yeah, I think we discussed this before, that we just need to include Woods Creek and Woods Creek.
Yeah. Policy 80. Promote energy efficient building construction and design. Energy efficient building construction and design. This says it all, doesn't it?
Oh, goes with housing.
Pardon?
Goes with housing.
We go through housing and adding Woods Creek.
I will direct you back to policy number 27.
Well, 27 and 58 are the same thing. Did we keep 27 in brackets?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 80 should go.
Yeah, we'll just combine the two.
Because there's the other guy.
Yeah.
Policy 81. I didn't have a printed copy. So I'm trying to jump back and forth, so please forgive me here. My wife had control of my computer all day, so. I was not going to mess with that. Policy 81, direct urban land uses to areas with fewer environmental constraints, improving safety and reducing impacts on natural resource and habitat areas. Any comments on that one, commissioners? Okay. Policy 82. Preserve open spaces through techniques such as conservation easements and density bonuses. Commissioner Sherwood?
Fred, did you have this clean, safe environment comment?
No, that's left over from the long time ago when they were putting the comments underneath all the policies. So they just had erased that one.
Okay. So that's just not really part of this.
No.
Okay. Policy 83, protect the functions and values of all critical areas using best available science.
Makes me want to scream and hurt myself.
I wish there was some way we could put in here that as a city, and if everybody's against it, that's fine. But if more people are for it, that we should be reasonable about this. Is there buffer averaging available? So there's some means that someone can have of not having to completely give in to the man when they happen to have a type 4 stream on their property. Is that true, Brad, or not?
That's true, yes.
So at the... Well, when you put this into practice, someone comes in with an application, there's ways that they can dodge the idiocy that we find ourselves in. So we're reasonable as a city, you feel, in that regard?
Once again, as we talked before, reasonable is a subjective term. So the development regulations do allow for, you know, the buffers are different for different type classes of streams, and there's such things as buffer energy. You know, you can buy credits at mitigation banks and things like that. So
there's, okay. So then I love number 83.
Okay, but I agree that reasonable, adding reasonable in there really doesn't provide any.
I agree.
Okay. Any other comments, Commissioner? Policy 84, maintain regulations and standards supporting low impact development, LID, watershed management techniques.
I would just say dump the LID because that can be confusing, you know, with land improvement or local improvement district. Just say low impact development.
Okay. Okay. Policy 85, promote site development and construction practices that minimize impact on natural systems.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is,
Commissioner Rodman?
Is this also, the regulations gonna have something to do with that particular item?
We don't know what's gonna come out of that, sorry. You know, they go three times the building, the height of the hillside, there'll be a significant change in what we have now.
Okay. Policy 87, manage surface water areas for multiple uses, including flood and erosion control, wildlife habitat, open space, recreation, and groundwater recharge function. Okay, moving on. Policy 88, reduce downstream impacts of runoff through techniques including effective stream design and grading and land use management. Commissioner Sherwood?
I just want to ask Brad a question on this. One of your engineers was in here in the past year or so, and he told us about this new drainage design proposal that was inland, I don't know if it was federal or state.
In the previous payment?
It had to do with, because some of the builders came in and they said, you know, if we size storm retention ponds according to these new rules, the way they look like they're going to be, then we are going to lose a lot more land, which means we're going to need a lot more UGA if we are intent on accommodating the housing projections that have been given to the city of Monroe. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll have a really significant impact. So do you see that on the horizon?
Yes, they modified the regulations a little bit, and I think people kind of jumped the gun on it. There are some exceptions and things like that that you can get out of doing. It's basically, if you can't do anything else, you have to do this really big pot, but there's a series of things you can do before you get there. So it's not as bad as people thought when it initially came out, and those went into effect in 2016.
16, okay.
Yeah.
So they will more effectively help with policy 88. Yes. Rain gardens and all those kind of things that will clean the water up
right
before it gets down to Woods Creek.
Right.
Skycomish River and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, policy 89. Where appropriate, apply mitigation sequencing techniques in management of wetland areas.
No one knows, and we don't know, and that's why we asked that question last time when we decided just not to make a policy to apply to the goal so we could just kick it down the road. So I've written intent and wordsmith and things to that so we can figure out what that actually means.
I looked up mitigation sequencing because I was curious, and it's a hierarchy of things to do, like avoidance, and then addressing it not very aggressively, and then addressing it aggressively, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they're getting at here is, you know, you do the thing that's least intrusive, if at all possible. And if you can't do that, then you do the next more intrusive thing, et cetera, et cetera. That seemed to be the gist of it. So I think this is, and that's in that framework, okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that explanation, by the way. Okay. Policy 90, consider flood control strategies that preserve full function and do not negatively impact adjacent properties when evaluating developmental proposals. Development proposals. Commissioner Sherwood.
I just have the question, the full function of what?
I would assume it's the full function of the floodplain. The natural and beneficial functions of the floodplain. I added that.
So you're going to add full function of the floodplain?
Yes.
To that? Okay.
I need to ask a broad question here.
Commissioner Sherman.
If you could remind me, are these things coming from the Spokane guys, all this stuff? Is it a combination of that and our original?
I mean, most of them are out of what we have now, and they've added a few things.
Okay, so what are they doing? Are they waiting on us?
Yeah, but right now, they're running the test.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're working on the test, and that will be here on the 28th. So
this is a compendium of prior comp plan language and things.
Stuff that came out of the storefront studio, the meetings that were held with different groups and things like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Policy number one. Manage development in shoreline areas to minimize erosion, pollution discharges, and degradation of aesthetics and wildlife habitat.
Because they abut Woods Creek.
Contract for 94?
Yeah, no, five.
And so, 94.
94.
94?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify. Yeah, so that was, this would help you have the authority to go to them and say, hey, we're trying to clean this joint up, the folks that live there ink up the dough, can you help us out?
It could, I would need to defer to staff to see how we could. It, I know that, you know, earlier in the policies, it said, protect the functions of critical areas, and I'm thinking that this probably fits underneath that also.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would want to defer to staff. I don't see the direct nexus to that, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious, thank you.
Brad, would you have a better response? Because I.
I think 95 looks better than 94. Because you can actually say that, you know, the other half, you know, Woods Creek is the corridor, it's nice on one side, it's terrible on the other side, so we need to get the money to fix the other side so it's nice and the things don't leach down on the fish.
Yeah, I agree, that's why I made my comment. Okay. Policy 96, participate in regional efforts to recover species listed under the Endangered Species Act through activities including watershed planning and restoration. Okay. 97, review and update wellhead protection regulations to protect water resources to private wells consistent with the requirements of the Washington Administrative Code and Growth Management Act. I might make here is, this is the first occasion where we use Washington Administrative Code, and is that, should that be, in parentheses, WAC, or?
No.
No?
That's fine without it being that way, because it's not like we're waiting on to do it.
Okay, so it's not something that needs to be, okay.
Abbreviated, no.
All right. 98, periodically review and update the shoreline master program space to maintain consistency with comprehensive plan policies. The Shoreline Management Act and Department of Ecology Shoreline Policies. Commissioners, any comments on that?
Just one quick question.
Commissioner Zerba?
Brad, how often do we have to, or are we required in a certain period of time to update our shoreline master program? Is there a statutory requirement?
Yes, there is, and I'm not sure what it is, but I know there is one.
Are we close to that?
I think so.
So.
I think it'll follow directly out of this, is why I have to do shorelines. Because actually, we're also, since we're changing things in our comprehensive plan, particularly regarding the cabin site, which is, you know, majority becoming part of it, they're still staying there, but they're not a water-dependent business anymore. And also, we have commented about having increased access to Sky Plumish River and Woods Creek, and probably leading some tweaks to the shoreline master program to accomplish that.
So either how they're characterized or changing their designation?
Right, yeah, because no, you know, because right now it's, the cabin site is comprehensive plan designated as urban conservancy mining, and they're no longer mining there, so that'll need a change at least.
But their consultant is not.
That's not part of their contract.
That's on us.
Yes.
Okay. Policy 99, encourage the use of technologies and building practices that reduce ambient light during nighttime hours. discourage road construction on slopes greater than 15%. And note here, I think Greg had put in this, needs more discussion as to intent.
Yes, because we talked about that last time, and we were trying to figure out what the purpose of that was, so, because these things get all final level, send back to the consultant, see what they were trying to say, because
okay.
That could conflict with other things that we've said, like, don't only have some divisions with one entrance, which if you do this, you want to be able to get the road from the farm down to Woods Creek Road. That's a road that's built on a slope of, you know, more than 50%. So we have to see what their intent is or change the words a little bit to allow that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I kind of remember it now, now that you mentioned it. In policy 104, encourage conservation of resources to delay the need for additional energy, water, and other facilities. Discourage the incorporation of agricultural lands into city limits unless such incorporation supports land use needs and goals or supports parks, recreation, and open space policies. Okay. 112. Where appropriate, seek to expand proposed annexations where such expansions help implement policies regarding natural features or open spaces or would serve to make city boundaries more regular. Okay. Policy 114, regulated construction. Sorry, Commissioner Schroeder.
On 112, Brad,
sir.
We just said, you know, it's probably not a good idea to bring in agricultural lands because they don't have a great deal of urban productivity.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're talking about bringing in unproductive properties like natural features or open spaces. I shouldn't say unproductive, but, you know, they're not good for urban development. So we're bringing in those types of properties. That's what this seems to say to me.
Right. I'm just thinking of how I'm trying to think of an example of where such an expansion could help implement policies regarding natural features or open space and be unsuccessful. I'm thinking it should go away myself. So
I like that idea.
I'm fine with it. See you go away. Commissioner Tuttle?
Fine.
I'm fine with it. Commissioner Gershman? Okay. Policy 114, regulate construction of utilities within critical areas in accordance with city municipal code and best management practices. Okay, policy 116, disallow development of unsewered residences in areas where public sewer services are available or are being installed. Commissioner Sherwood.
I see potential entrapment here because I believe the municipal code does allow, in limited circumstances, properties within the city limits to be on septic systems, where it would be onerous to provide utilities such as East Monroe.
Yes.
So should the word be discouraged instead of disallowed?
I think that's what we already do because it is, because public sewer services aren't available, our code currently, defines available as being within 200 feet. So currently we have a, you know, municipal code that says you can't install septic systems if there's a public sewer line within 200 feet of your property.
Okay. So this allows, okay,
I think that's, okay, yeah, because that's the story. That's more than 200 feet.
Would that, you know, if a person had lost their home in a fire or something, had a recurrence, would that come in there and say, well, now you have to have a go-on sewer?
Our current code says that if the sewer is within 200 feet, you have to hook up within 90 days of the city telling you that you have to. For completely new construction, we tell them if they're within 200 feet, they have to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
So that has not been tested, so.
So, yeah.
There's no way the code doesn't say, as opposed to the mixed use zones that you did a year or two ago that said, you know, we went through that big long discussion about whether things burned down, you can rebuild your single family house and things
right.
like that.
Right.
It's silent on the sewer issue. Such as
this policy here with that.
Yeah, but the policies currently don't do anything because they were only the setup to make development regulations. So,
yeah.
Currently, we could require it if the house was within 200 feet of an existing sewer system.
Yeah.
With or without this policy, we could require that. We haven't done it yet. But.
Yeah, I'm still kind of nervous about the word this one. All right. Policy 138, develop a parks and open space system that provides for passive and active recreation, protects unique features, and defines and links city neighborhoods. Commissioner Sherwood.
I thought that 138, 144, 147, 152, because they seem to be geared specifically toward parks, might be better there. But I'm okay if they stay.
138, 144?
147, 152.
What did you do? Okay.
This talks about parks department. Certainly open to suggestions.
I think it's the housing and the transportation one, because it does talk about how basically it's the link between parks and the environment. So it's like this link between transportation and the environment and between housing and the environment.
Okay. So we need these houses, 138. Policy 144, promote park design and development that is high quality, aesthetically pleasing, and sensitive to the opportunities provided by the built and natural environment. I'd like to see the word safe added in there, or something like that, just to cover that aspect. High quality, aesthetically appealing, safe, sensitive to the operating. Okay?
That's good.
Policy 147. Provide appropriate and responsive park services through coordinated planning with related agencies, including Snohomish County, the Washington State Recreation and Conservation Office, and other state and federal agencies. Brad, do we have to coordinate with all of those agencies whenever we want to do anything?
No.
so what if we don't? Because this makes it sound like we have to, but if there was some way of saying that where we, in coordination with, or...
Well, through the potential of coordination with.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't sound as mandatory?
Yeah, yeah.
Something of that nature.
I just didn't want to make it sound like it was a law rather than a policy.
So provide appropriate response to park services through coordination with related agencies? Blah, blah, blah? Or not?
In coordination with? With possible coordination or potential coordination.
Yeah. I'm good with that. Commissioners, you got comments? Okay. Policy 152, promote environmental education through nature walks or other educational programs. I'm sorry. Promote environmental education through nature walks or other education programs sponsored by the Parks Department or in partnership with other groups, organizations, or institutions. Okay. Policy 153. Coordinate and maintain procedures for protecting and managing open space conservation or preservation lands through mechanisms such as zoning, donation, easement, purchases, management agreements, or establishment of conservation authorities or districts. Maintain parkland facilities and open space areas in a manner that preserves natural habitat, promotes community pride, exhibits cleanliness and security, and reduces or mitigates public liability. I agree with the reword statement. I mean, I agree with all the things that are in there, but I just, it's not easy to understand the way it's written.
Yeah.
Policy 157, participate in federal and state loan and grant programs to take full advantage of park and recreational financial assistance. Yeah, they are very similar. collaborated, working with outside groups to acquire land.
I don't understand open space in city limits.
Yeah, lots of it. All the wetlands in Bear Mountain, the farm.
Is there a way that we can somehow wordsmith this to combine those?
Yeah, combine it too.
And 158 is, I don't know if we can, I think you can do a good wordsmithing on that.
I'd say 159 too.
Yeah, okay. Policy 159, work with conservation groups, the private sector, public agencies to encourage management services, donations, dedications, or sales of lands for future park development.
This seems to be pretty specifically oriented toward parks, so I think it should come out and just be there.
Any comments against that, Brad?
Nope.
I agree. Okay. Policy 160, where appropriate, work to identify derelict land, easements, tax delinquent lands, surplus roadway, highway, or railway rights of way, and other land not presently in productive use for land exchange, purchase, or long-term lease for parks, recreation, or open space. My only comment on that is the first two words, where appropriate. I would just say work to identify derelict land. I'd say it's always appropriate, wouldn't you? That's my one comment. Brad?
Sure.
Okay. Policy 167, maintain and enhance access to community shorelines, particularly Al Borland City Park, Sky Comish River Park, and Sky Comish River. Okay, 168, promote improved ties and physical access to the Sky Comish River. And then I remember Commissioner Shovlin says we should have Ann Woods Creek from the downtown area.
Good.
Mr. Chair, did you want to add Ann Woods Creek for 167 also?
Let me go back. Yeah, I think that's a good idea also, add Woods Creek in there. Thank you, Mayor. Commissioner Sherwood.
I would like to honor what Commissioner Tull said. I don't think we should move on to transportation because when you get overwhelmed and all of that, you just, okay, that's okay. And perhaps, we become too flippant. So I think I would suggest we stop here.
How big is this one?
Same size.
Same size?
No. Yeah. 1 page less, so 3 pages. We just did 4.
Okay. Did 4 and
we'll be here until 10 plus.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Brad, what do you think? Think you can?
It's up to you. Just remember June 30th.
I understand that. I also agree that we want to do our best job at this. And if we're getting to a point where where, you know, I could take on stuff like this, but now I'm getting to the point where I get overwhelmed pretty easily. So I don't want to do a poor job. So I'm in agreement to maybe agree with Lisa. Try and hold this off and take it and do as good a job as we can. Plus, we will probably have more help.
Yeah. Working on for next week, you know, since you have all the sevens with you, you know, make your notes and maybe not have to go through each line if nobody had comments on them, and just do the ones people have comments on.
I agree with that. That's a good idea.
Move things along.
Commissioners, what do you think?
That's good.
If we make our comments, and any ones that we don't have comments on, we skip.
So will you be sending us another one?
You got seven?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with seven, but I'm going to go with seven. I'll give you another one just in case.
Number one.
We go down to the seven.
I'm sure you're going to burn to that pretty quick.
I'll also resend you seven if we have, don't know, any of the next transportation, if we had any comments on, you know, tweak the words, open the words, and send you a fresh copy of seven, too.
You mean three?
Or seven? No, seven.
The one about transportation.
Okay, because I already went through it, so
you don't have a change in the significance.
Well, some of the ones that you leave decided were about transportation, you wanted to combine into it.
Okay, I got it.
A few of them, so that would be a change.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, they're bringing us then to discussion by commissioners and staff. Brad?
I don't think I have anything there.
Nothing for it?
Nothing there.
Okay. Commissioner Tuttle?
No.
Commissioner Ruffin? Commissioner Hughes?
I just noticed that Albertsons is changing from Albertsons to a different grocery store.
It's a Higgins now.
Higgins.
Yes. Yeah, they're...
It's exciting.
Man, it's been on Saturday.
Some lots of natural foods. I work for Whole Foods, and they have a lot of natural and... a lot of organic food, so it's been good to see that here.
Commissioner Schroeder?
Nothing.
I just want to mention that I got sworn in last week. Not sworn in. Sworn in.
All right, you're official.
So I'm official now. Mayor, would you like to say anything? You have anything you want to say?
Just as I did last week, thank you very much for doing this week in and week out and for helping us comply with the requirement. Thank you for all the thought you're putting into this and for all your feedback. The council's going over the material the next day. Again, that's from the material from last week, and we are staying just 1 week and a day behind you so we can all pitch in and work together, and I thank you all very much. Lastly, please take a cupcake.
I have one question for you, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
What has been the feedback from city council so far? I know they agree with what we said, but they pretty much say with the way you're going.
Well, when we have a council member hearing, who is a council member, share some of his thoughts.
Okay.
And tack on if necessary.
Yeah, I just want to echo exactly what the mayor said. So appreciate what you guys are doing, and I know it would be frustrating if, you know, you guys, you know, always recommended changes and then for just, you know, throwing them out. Well, that's this all about. And my only suggestion would be, I think there's only been one where there's a little discussion, and it was from the first section, and it was one that was, you had said, completely thrown out. I agree. You know, there was a little bit of discussion around that, whereas I think it was somehow tying North Kelsey and downtown together, and there was some discussion here apparently about, yeah, well, if that's in there, then, you know, we're kind of on the hook to do it. And
yeah.
In my thinking, like, how would you do that? So if we're talking about, like, wayfinding and signs that you're at North Kelsey, it's like, hey, go check out downtown. I think it's a great thing. If it's talking, other than that, I'm not sure what you would do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those things if we're on the hook to do it. But anyway, there was a little bit of that kind of a swirl because, you know, Brad explained at some point, well, why would you do this, you know, because downtown may be a little bit of a holy grail type thing. So if you're going to yank one completely out, just maybe a few notes on, hey, here's why we just, you know, here's why we completely are not removing it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Just, you know, here's why we slashed this one. And
We did, I think it was one tonight that we talked, you talked about slashing, and I agree with that, so I'm just one member of that. Really, really thankful, and the feedback's fantastic, because, again, it's tedious, you guys are doing it, and we're going through each one, and some of us have comments on many, and
well, I would hope that would be the case, and not just to rubber stamp, or,
exactly.
Or to, you know, to go ahead and redo it, or whatever.
Right. Mr. Chair, and that's exactly what was going, which, that was exactly what was happening last week, is that they were giving significant deference to your recommendation. And at the same time, there wasn't a rubber stamp, there was a group dialogue, and so, thank you.
Okay, good, that's good to hear. All right. I can't make it to meetings anymore for the city council, but I used to go up every week.
I remember.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't have anything else, and I will open it up for a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Move by Commissioner Gershon to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sherwood. Any discussion? Okay, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And everybody's supposed to take a donut.
Okay.